The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning, we hope you're well. It is Tuesday the 13th of April. I am Neil Tracy and this is the OTB Brief, your one-stop shop for sports news every single morning. We'll start with soccer, and it's now four league games in a row without a win for Everton. Carlo Ancelotti's side have seen their Champions League hopes fade further away after a scoreless draw away to Brighton last night in the Premier League. They're now eighth in the table, 7 points off fourth place West Ham, while captain Seamus Coleman says they remain determined to fight for some form of European football next season.
I think that's where our disappointment has come from. We've been given opportunities this season by other results where we just needed to look after ourselves and we'd be in a good position, and that would be a disappointment. But saying that, we've got full belief in, and obviously, as you can imagine, the manager that we have, who's got massive experience and doesn't panic. So we've got something to play for between now and the end of the season. But yeah, there's no question we need to finish in the European places. If not, it's been a massive disappointment from myself as captain and from the rest of the team if that doesn't happen.
West Brom are second from bottom still, but they did win for the second game in a row last night. Republic of Ireland international Callum Robinson scored once again as Sam Allardyce's side won 3-0 at home to Southampton. Matthias Pereira and Matt Phillips also got on the score sheet in the opening half. But West Brom are still 8 points from safety with 7 games left to play in the season. And manager Sam Allardyce says it's going to take something special to claw it back.
It's hard to say anything other than when you have to rely on other people losing, it's a big ask. You know, we just got to try and keep winning if we can, and doing each game and it comes, and each win that comes would maybe get us a little bit closer if the other team slip up. But what is it, 7 games left? Probably have to win 5.
Chelsea and PSG look well placed to book their Champions League semi-final places this evening. Chelsea bring a 2-0 lead into their quarter-final second leg against Porto, which is once again being played in the neutral city of Seville owing to COVID-19 travel restrictions. The Premier League side will still be the designated home team for the game though. They already have 2 away goals to their name. Defender Ben Chilwell says they can't afford to relax on their lead.
If you look at the first leg, they're a very strong outfit with a lot of very technically gifted players, and there's a semi-finals of the Champions League up for grabs, so it's definitely not over. You know, we know the job's only half done, so you know it's very important that we go into the game with that same mentality we did the first game.
Meanwhile, PSG can avenge last season's Champions League final defeat to Bayern Munich by knocking the champions out this evening. The French side won a thrilling first leg 3-2 in Germany last week. Both of this evening's Champions League games get underway at 8. In rugby, Leinster have added some real depth to their front row for next season by signing Samoan international prop Michael Alalatoa. The 29-year-old will join next season from the Super Rugby champions Crusaders. The tight head is closing in on 100 Super Rugby appearances for the New Zealand franchise, winning 3 titles with them since joining in 2016. Lions head coach Warren Gatland will officially name his assistants for the tour of South Africa later today. It's understood Scotland rugby boss Gregor Townsend will be appointed the attack coach, while Ireland's Andy Farrell is reportedly not going to be part of the group, having withdrawn himself from consideration. Here at home, Tommy O'Donnell says he's proud to be retiring as a one-club player. The Munster flanker will hang up his boots at the end of his 14th season with the Irish province. Injuries curtailed O'Donnell to just 13 Irish caps over his career, the last of which came in 2019. The government is to allow France to travel to Dublin for Saturday's meeting with Ireland in the Women's Six Nations in association with Guinness. France was recently added to the list of countries requiring a 10-day mandatory quarantine for arriving visitors. However, their Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says elite and professional athletes are set to be given exemptions from the restrictions. Leinster will also be due to travel to France in early May to play La Rochelle in the Heineken Champions Cup semi-finals, and it'll also be good for July's Irish Open Golf at Mount Juliet. And finally, there's an 8-race card at Fairy House today, the first of which goes off at 20-4. Now, coming up at 7:30 this morning is OTB AM across all of the OTB sports channels. And the gang will be back on News Talk this evening from 7 o'clock for the Off the Ball radio show. That's your OTB brief for this morning. I'm Neil Tracy, and we'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 7.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.